Of course, when it comes to the Dalet Aminim and to the halachas of Sukkah, we find that we're very careful, we're very meticulous, we pick up the lulav and the esrog, we make sure that it's the most mehudar, it's the most beautiful, that the Sukkah fits all the requirements, and it makes sense, we just got forgiveness and tzlicha and kapara on Yom Kippur. We want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how careful we are and how involved we are in this process of the halachas of the mitzvahs of Sukkah. Yet we find a fascinating halacha in the Beis Yosef. Yosef Karo writes in the Beis Yosef that even though we're so careful when it comes to these halachos, it's okay. Uvesukos afal gav de'ikah mitzvah sukkah velulav ein tzarech limbo bem kokach dinim. You don't have to learn all of the halachos, because even a sukkah, you can be good with 2.5 walls. Moses Rogam, he says, Rubam Kisheirim. And the clincher, he says, is that putting up the sukkah, it's pretty easy. You don't need a lot of preparation. So what does this mean? Of course we should be careful in halacha. Of course we're making sure that we have the most beautiful dalet minim, that the halachas of our sukkah are to the most observed level. But what exactly does this mean from the Beis Yosef that we're not supposed to scrutinize so much with these halachos? I believe the answer can be found in a very well-known medrash that compares the Arba Minim to different types of Jews. The Esrog, of course, that has the taste and the smell, is the Jews that have both Torah and Masim Tovim. The Hadas, that has a smell but no taste, is Masim Tovim but no Torah. The lulav that has a taste but no smell is those that have that think they've acquired Torah but really have no Ma'asim Tovim. And the Arava that has neither, has no smell and no taste, because the Jews that have no Torah and no Ma'asim Tovim, says the Medrash, when you perform the mitzvah, we owe them all together. Maybe the Beis Yosef is cautioning us of it being too meticulous. Of course we should be careful in the halachos of lulav and esrog. But rather, each one of these species, each one of the dalet minim, represents a different kind of Jew. In the same way that we shouldn't be too exacting when examining our esrog, maybe we shouldn't be too exacting when we judge other people. We shouldn't be so meticulous. We shouldn't notice all the spots, the bumps, the bruises of everybody else. We shouldn't care too much about everybody else's imperfections and their faults. And the truth is, it's not just the dalet minim, it is several halachos of sukkah that fits this theme. For example, when it comes to the schach, the halacha is that you specifically have to be able to see through it. It's not supposed to be perfect. If it's too thick, if the ceiling is perfect, it's pasul. The minimum number of walls we have is 2.5. For a sukkah to be kosher, it doesn't have to be a full 4 walls. It can be imperfect. When it comes to the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, when it comes to Hakel, the mitzvah of Hakel was all Jews together, Kol Yisrael. Sukkot was about ultimate unity, as we brought Karbonos reflecting the 7 nations of the world. It's Zechariah HaNavi, who says that all the other nations will celebrate the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And it's even how Rav Kook explains with Fros Alenu Sukkas Shlomecha, that just like the halacha is that when a sukkah has these big holes, that it's possible, it would still be validated, I'm sorry, when it's built from more than 2 walls. These huge spaces. And yet Rav Kook says it still works. It still works. And that's also how shalom, how peace works. Even if we cannot attain full peace, we're okay with a little bit of peace, with partial peace. Sometimes when it comes to shalom, we think we need total shalom. Sukkot is a time of shleimus, of peace. We have to realize that peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 10 days of tshuva. And it's a reminder about how we achieve peace, not only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even with each other, not always to be so perfect, not always to be so exacting. Sometimes to understand that not everything, not everyone is perfect, including ourselves.